Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We're joined by Coach Leach from Washington State. And hey, Coach Leach, we are so happy that you took the time to talk to us. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We're all part of Minshew Mania here in this country. And the story goes that you told him, would you rather lead the nation in passing or learn how to be a coach with Nick Saban? Is that more or less right?
Well, that's almost exactly right. No, he was one of those guys that was, what the hell's going on? I'm trying to fix my garage. But, here's what happened with Gardner. So Gardner's one of those guys that's a graduate transfer, and so you're aware of him and things like that. And so we're kind of researching it. I mean, is this the guy we want? What's the background, the whole thing? And then in the meantime, he committed to Nick Saban and to Alabama. And so then, you know, we're thinking, well, you know, we throw it more than Alabama around here. And plus, they already have a couple pretty good quarterbacks. So anyway, we went ahead and called him anyway, and that's exactly what was said.
What drew you to his game at East Carolina?
Well, they were playing two quarterbacks. One fellow is a big, tall, angular guy, strong arm. And then, of course, Berger came up here, competed for the position. And it was a tight contest, too. It's not something he ran away with. Mm. But Gardner's got a unique energy to him as far as elevating the players around him. And it all starts with his genuine enthusiasm just for football, to be there, the guys. I mean, everything that goes along with it. And it elevates all the others around him. And so, you know, we went with Gardner, and, you know, and he did a heck of a job. I mean, his leadership and enthusiasm is utterly outstanding.
Coach, you have been noted for your personality. You've been involved with some fun stuff, obviously. Do you like a free spirit like him? Is that somebody you connect with?
Well, we hit it off from the very beginning. There was no question about that. We hit it off from the start. I like independent thinking people. And I've had kind of now over the years all shapes and sizes. I mean, you know, the type that, you know, comes off more like, your local insurance dealer or something like that. Or then I've had some that are, you know, maybe one step away from jail if they're not careful. But, you know, the biggest thing is the best are the ones that are enthusiastic, that love being there, that love what they're doing. So then that translates and elevates their work ethic. And then it also makes the other people around them excited to work hard.
Did you expect the success he's had through the first 2.5 games, especially with his accuracy throwing the ball?
Not surprised at all with any of that. The most surprising thing is depending on what side of the coin you're on, I didn't know if he'd be lucky or unlucky enough to play this early. I mean, the odds of that weren't very high because, you know, unfortunately, Nick Foles got injured for Nick Foles, and fortunately for Gardner, I suppose, depending how you look at it. And because if Nick Foles doesn't get injured, you know, nobody's heard of Gardner yet.
Why was he a sixth-round pick, in your opinion? Is it just his height?
No, they thought he was short. Yeah, I mean, it gets to where it's ridiculous, and I'm a patient man, as you can probably imagine. My favorite is, you know, they start out thinking they have weak arms, and of course Gardner's is stronger than average, not the strongest in the league, but it's stronger than average. Okay, so then you know, is he accurate? Yeah, he's really accurate. Again, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how much film did you watch?
Right.
And then, well, how's his leadership skills? Well, I would accept that because that's a little tougher question to answer. You know, I'm, outstanding among the guys, highly respected among the team, and, you know, a little flamboyant with his enthusiasm, but still outstanding, you know. I mean, and one of his biggest strengths.
When did you...
No, this is the best one. You don't want to miss this.
Yeah.
Then they go, well, what's his, how about his height? As if, okay, now all of a sudden I'm stumped, okay? How about his height? And then I go, he's the same height as the all-time leading passer in the history of the National Football League. They say, how about that? And better yet, he's 10 pounds heavier. And, because he's the same height as Drew Brees. And, well, then they just go silent. You know, then they're all quiet on the phone, you know. with some of these cats, you do get this weird sort of, you know, like they have these exquisite, refined taste to the point that, you know, somebody groveling around like me just wouldn't quite understand. And they'll indulge me for a while, but then after a bit, they have to move on, you know?
Well, Coach Leach, man, thank you for the insight. By the way, what is going on with your garage? Is there, what is happening with the garage?
Well, my wife left town to go, she ran off with Gardner Minshew. No, she, my wife went to her sister's. We're playing Utah, so she went to her sister's. And so, which means I'm at the house myself and have to figure out how to open and close the garage door and the electronic thing on it by myself. So, you know, becomes a bigger problem.
Isn't there a button or something?
That part I would defer to the NFL staff.
Coach, and we'd be remiss if we just didn't clarify, and best of luck against Utah, but you've got the Buffaloes coming up in mid-October. So again, if you wouldn't mind, a cougar versus a buffalo. That is, I mean, the physical animal, the cougar against a buffalo. How do you break that down?
Well, you know, and as much as I respect the Buffalo, and nobody has talked better about the Buffalo than I have. As a matter of fact, I think it would be fair to say that I've somewhat resurrected and brought both the Buffalo and the Grizzly Bear to the national attention and the national stage a little bit,
because
I utterly admire, because it's a real Buffalo. And what what the Easterners don't understand is it's a baby buffalo.
Correct.
I mean, that buffalo's daddy's one hell of a lot bigger than the one you see dragging six or eight Colorado CU students around the field.
Right.
But nevertheless, I have to go with the cougar because it's Butch T. Cougar, which stands for the cougar.
Gotcha.
And I think there's some intangibles that go along with that bear some hard attention.
It's a good leader. The cougar.
All sorts of stuff.
Leads well.
Yeah. Coach, we wish you the best of luck with the garage, Utah. And
sounds like he's walking away from it now.
Maybe just walk. Where, you know, you can always walk. Get an Uber. Who knows? But we really appreciate it, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, I'll tell you, people that want to learn more about cougars and grizzlies and garage doors ought to read my book, Swing Your Sword, and it's on Amazon.
Okay, good enough. Go check out Swing Your Sword on Amazon. Thank you, Coach Leach.
All right, thanks a lot.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.